Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today I'm going to share with you a story that I believe is super inspirational. And maybe I feel it's inspirational because I lived it, but I also know how much it changed my life, and I pray that it inspires you as well. But first, I do want to say welcome if you are new here, and if you're not new here, welcome back to you as well. I'm super blessed that you are here too. So this is a blog post that I wrote, and I wrote this on what would have been my first husband and I's 18th wedding anniversary. Unfortunately, we only got to celebrate 13 anniversaries. He passed away just short of our 14th anniversary, but I wrote this on what would have been our 18th anniversary. So here we go. Today would have been Chad and I's 18th wedding anniversary, so in his honor, I'm going to share a little bit of our story. Chad was an iron worker for most of his adult life. He started doing that sort of work in 2000, the year after we were married. He spent many years working away from home, working in harsh weather conditions, having sporadic work, or working tons of hours. There was really nothing steady about the work, and when he did work, most of the time he was away from us. But still, it paid the bills and had good benefits, so we dealt with the ups and downs. Then a time came when he started doubting what he was doing. As our marriage was maturing, he was less impressed with the behavior that surrounded him on a daily basis. He got tired of hearing about everyone's one-night stands and how those that were married hated their wives. He got tired of the stories about how everyone was drunk the night before and how they planned to do it all over again that night. He got tired of having to be away from us in an atmosphere that did nothing to add value to his life, save a paycheck. He decided that he wanted a change, and I had backed him for several years on stepping out and working for himself, but the opportunities just never seemed to pan out for some reason or another. Doors just kept being shut. We continued to pray for an opportunity for him to be a business owner and to become self-employed. Then that day came. One of his friends had been dabbling in the woodcutting industry for years as a side job. Through hours and hours of deliberation, prayer, excitement, and fear, we decided that this was the path that God had for us. He and his friend would start a logging business. So he finished up his last job with his employer, and that was it. All of a sudden, we were on our own. Chad had only ended up doing this job that he absolutely loved for about 9 months before it took his life. However, that time was absolutely priceless. We started this company with his friend's one piece of logging equipment and a saw or two. We had zero money in the bank. We had no income. One job just to get them started. They worked daylight until dark. When needed, I would work alongside of them to help them out, and I also managed the checkbook, insurances, phone messages, and things like that. Pretty much whatever we needed to fumble through the business side of things. There were so many ways that God had to show up in this business venture, or it wouldn't have worked. There were many days when the tank of diesel that we had and the equipment was the last fuel that we had, and there was no paycheck in sight. Many days of broken down or stuck equipment. Many times that the log truck didn't show up to take the logs to the mill, which was the only way that we got paid. But every single time, the Lord came through. There was one time I remember that we were cutting for a landowner, and his guys showed up completely out of the blue with cans of diesel for the guys to use, and they could just repay the landowner whenever. It wasn't like we had to upfront the money for it. And the landowner had no idea that we didn't have any fuel other than what was already in the machines for that day. More times than I can count, my mom showed up with groceries for us just because, not knowing that we were struggling to get to our next payday. We had family give us cards with money just to say that they were rooting us on and telling us to take our kids somewhere fun. Over and over, God provided what we needed and sometimes just what we wanted. Just as the business was starting to get off the ground and just as paychecks were becoming a possibility, just as we were experiencing a little wiggle room in the budget, and just as word of mouth was getting us several calls a week for jobs to come bid, this dream of my husband's took his life. You might look at the situation and say, what a waste. He should have stayed where he was. He should have stayed where he was safe. But you would be so wrong. He was doing what he loved. He was available to us when we needed him. He was around like-minded, God-loving people all day. He was showing this world that he could do anything that he put his mind to. And he was working incredibly hard every day and feeling like he was on top of the world. He never doubted, even for a minute, that he should have been somewhere else. God told him to jump, and he did. No questions asked, no fancy laid plans, just 100% faith. I had finally gotten to a place in my own life right before this adventure that I was trusting God completely for everything. When things were hard, my first thought was to pray, and I would immediately feel calm. When we needed something, I would pray about it and have total confidence that God would provide. And he did, every single time. There was honestly zero worry, and that's such an amazing place to be. The more I think about the mindset that Chad had when he started working for himself, the more I am driven. The more I am inspired. He never let failing be an option. He never ever let it come out of his mouth that it might not work. I remember him constantly saying, honey, this'll work. I will not let it fail. Our family needs this, and I will make it happen. And I want that. I want that drive. I want that determination. He wasn't looking around for what others were doing, and he wasn't looking for others' opinions. He wasn't second-guessing every decision, and he wasn't staying awake at night overthinking every single scenario of what could possibly go wrong. He wasn't stressing about money, even though there was none. He was just head down, working so hard for the opportunity he was given and felt God had called him to do. There was no other option but to be successful. I have heard that the word try is just an impending failure. If you are going to try to do something, you are giving yourself an excuse to fail, an excuse to quit. You cannot build a dream on a wish. You must build on action. Daily, consistent, intentional action. I don't know about you, but I'm done with the doubt and with the second guessing and with worrying if anyone else will like it or approve of what I'm doing or not doing. I'm done with the feeling of not feeling like I'm worth it, like God didn't give me my own purpose here. I'm done feeling like I can't do something or giving myself the out of just saying I'm going to try. Chad was a perfect example of trusting God and his plan for his life. He knew where he was going, and he never faltered. When the storms came, he just adjusted his sails, and he didn't totally change course. He never felt that he was failing because he didn't get to a certain point by a certain time. He just kept plugging along, one foot in front of the other, or one log at a time. So in memory of him, I am pushing on, and that is what I want for you as well. I realized that this story was about taking a leap of faith in business, but it doesn't have to only be that. Maybe the Lord is calling you to implement a quiet time with him. Maybe he's calling you to start a ministry at your church. Maybe he's calling you to lay down a certain food or drink. Maybe he's calling you to have another baby or to adopt. I don't know what he's stirring in you, but I know for certain that when you hear him call you, you need to move, and you will be so blessed for it. Maybe you don't know it yet, but I am a certified life coach. And it has been quite a while since I offered any one-on-one coaching, but I am excited to say that I am opening it again. And what I'm offering is a one-hour session that I'm calling a Get Unstuck session. You'll get out of these sessions clarity on your goals, insight into what might be causing you to stay stuck, mind shifts to start moving forward, the actions you need to start stepping into the life that you've been called to live, and takeaways that will leave you feeling empowered to implement. And these sessions are going to be starting the week of September 19th. So that's coming up soon. They are going to be $97. And you will also get a free bonus when you sign up for this session. You will also get 24 hours of Voxer or message support with me after your call to get any last minute directions as you start to integrate the action steps that we come up with on your call. So if you are ready to step into whatever it is that you're being called to, if you are ready to stop being stuck in a life that you feel restless or unfulfilled in, I would be so honored to be part of your journey. So I'm going to leave a link in the show notes below. You can just click on that to be added to my calendar. And I would just be so blessed if you were ready to take that step with me. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for listening to me reminisce a bit and also be inspired again. And I pray that this blessed you and inspired you as well. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.